You're listening to SBS News.
Germany is facing a fourth wave of the coronavirus pandemic, with acting German Chancellor Angela Merkel voicing her concern. The country has recorded its highest number of new daily COVID-19 cases since the pandemic started, at 53,627 infections. In the same day, 292 people lost their lives to the virus, and Chancellor Merkel is concerned that number will only increase.
Die gegenwärtige Pandemielage in Deutschland ist dramatisch. Ich kann es nicht anders sagen.
Present pandemic situation is dramatic. I can't put it any other way. The fourth wave has hit our country with full force. And even though there's no more legal ground for the pandemic national emergency situation, I have no doubt that we are in the midst of such an emergency situation. The daily figure of new COVID-19 cases is higher than ever before during this pandemic, and the number of patients in intensive care units is rising very rapidly. What's also frightening is the daily figure of deaths.
Ms. Merkel called on Germans to get booster shots, saying Israel is an example of their effectiveness. Israel was one of the first countries to widely implement a booster, making it easier for Israelis to return to near normal daily life just 6 weeks after the peak of its worst COVID-19 wave.
Und Israel macht uns vor, wie man mit Boosterimpfungen, also Auffrischungsimpfungen, die vierte Welle.
Israel set an example on how to break the fourth wave with booster shots. I therefore ask for your support with booster shots, unbureaucratically and with everything we can manage logistically, so that we can weather the very difficult coming weeks. I'm saying this, and I am repeating myself, out of deep concern over the present situation in some German states.
As the booster campaign continues in Israel, its definition of fully vaccinated has changed to include the two original inoculations plus a booster. Israel recorded 452 cases and 5 deaths in the past day, after hitting over 22,000 new infections in September. France is also grappling with a new wave of infections. Government spokesperson Gabriel Attal says there are no plans yet for extra restrictive measures to contain the spread.
Vous me demandez si d'autres mesures peuvent être prises. Moi, je le répète toujours, je n'exclus rien.
I repeat every time that I don't exclude anything as a principle. But what I tell you is that right now, as I speak to you, there is no plan to take any extra measure. Does that mean there won't be any tomorrow? No. I would like to be able to answer that question.
The country recorded close to 20,000 new cases in the past day. The French government's top scientific advisor, Jean-François Delfraisy, says the country could cope if people get vaccinated, wear face masks, and maintain social distancing. Meanwhile, COVID-19 deaths have decreased in the Americas by 17%. However, the most populous countries like the United States, Brazil, and Colombia are seeing a leveling of new infections after weeks of declining trends. This week, a new rule in the Colombian capital, Bogota, means thousands of businesses must require a COVID-19 vaccination certificate. With just 45% of the population fully vaccinated, some locals say the move is too late. Others, like restaurant owner Luis Eduardo Franco, are thankful.
Yo creo que ahorita tenemos que pensar en el bien común.
I think that now we should think of the common good. We need to make sacrifices for everyone, but looking forward to the results and participating in this, we need to understand that if this measure is inconvenient for some, we still need to implement and demand it.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.